Greetings, Flag Branch members and friends. Thanks for joining me for another edition of Fine Points, and welcome back. As most of you know, Valinda and I were not at church last Sunday as we took some time away to enjoy our 29th wedding anniversary. But from what I understand, Minister Duncan was able to manage alone and delivered an inspiring Father's Day message. I am grateful for his service and your support in our absence. I will be out of town again next month to attend my family reunion, so I will be calling on him once again to fill in for me in our absence and counting on your support. Yesterday was Men's Day, and we came together nicely to sing and emphasize the role and importance of men in the church. I want to thank all the men for their participation and for your support of the service. I also want to thank everyone who participated in providing a surprise meal in honor of the men. It was a nice and kind gesture on the part of all those who prepared, served, and bought food, and I personally enjoyed it and the fellowship it provided. Vacation Bible School took place week before last. Again, I want to thank all the people who participated and came out for the week. I want to especially extend our gratitude to the teachers, the servers, and the director for their service in making the Vacation Bible School enjoyable for everyone. If some of you have missed Reverend and Sister Byers the past few Sundays, it is because they informed me that they feel they are being led to another ministry and direction, and will not be returning. Let's wish them well as they seek the next ministry calling in their lives. The health ministry is planning another seminar to take place on Saturday, July 28th, and it will focus on end-of-life care for the people we love and care for. I will bring you more information in the coming weeks, but I want you to mark your calendars now for this very important and informative presentation. Recently, several people have asked me some financial questions and sought my advice on some financial matters. Additionally, I have been wanting to share some practical financial strategies and principles with the members of the church. Therefore, I will be conducting a financial workshop for members and friends either next month or in September. It will be designed to help participants to make good and wise choices that will provide the best outcomes for ourselves and our families. So don't miss it when it comes. And now, a few final thoughts from yesterday's message, Gone Fishing. If someone you don't know comes up to you and asks you to leave everything you are doing and follow him, you would in all likelihood decline to go. So would have been the case of Simon and Andrew if they didn't know Jesus. But it turns out that they all live in the same vicinity and probably knew each other. They were also privy to Jesus' thoughts and teaching. So when Jesus asked them to follow him and become fishers of men, they had already considered doing it, as well as James and John. There was something about Jesus that gave them enough faith and confidence to leave what they knew and embark on a journey of personal and public salvation. The same call that Jesus issued to them, he is issuing to us today. Forsake what we are doing and become fishers of men. But people just don't stop what they're doing to follow someone they don't know. That's why it is important for us to get to know Jesus in order to believe and trust him enough to place our eternal destiny in his hands. We are not engaged in authentic or real Christianity until we, like them, have enough faith to join Jesus in seeking and saving the lost. This means we go fishing for people. People like you and me who are in need of a Savior because we can't save our own lives. God is in the business of saving the lives of men and women, boys and girls, for eternal life with him. He is issuing a call for believers to partner with him in this business. I, for one, am happy and glad to have a part in and in doing whatever I can to lead others to faith in Christ, and I hope you are or will be too. So let's hang out the gone fishing sign in our life by committing ourselves to the salvation Jesus bled and died for. Well, that's all for now. Have a good week, and I hope to see you Sunday morning, if not before, if the Lord so wills. So until then, blessings and peace.